Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late fall. I'm up at 6:30 in the morning, sitting in the greenhouse. Middle November, the end of leaf drop. The sky, half dawn, light and dark equal through the fast gray nimbostratus clouds and the storm. The wind is hard from the southeast. The pattern of the gusts and rain creates a shape of its own, harsh like pebbles or hail, then soft and sweeping and blending, retreating. After a few minutes, quiet. Then more squalls come pelting the house, surging at me passionately, pushing towards my chair, the sound measuring the speed and the size and quantity of the force. The most savage attacks shatter the raindrop against the window, and my excitement increases with the intensity of the pounding, which almost becomes too fervent, and I'm growing restless, kept at this high climactic plateau. Then the pressure suddenly eases. The cloudburst ends. I can see the tall poplars swaying a block away, and instead of the wind given voice and revealed by the rain, instead of its insistent drumming and clattering, I hear it rushing in the bare branches and singing in the crevices and corners of the buildings and the fences around me. A few feet from where I sit, chickadees dive and hang in the feeders, glide with the rhythm of the air, at ease in the swells of the wind. A small leak in the roof lets an intermittent drop of water fall on the indoor plants. The intrusion keeps a different time than that of the wind and rain outside, measuring how warm and dry and still I am here, with the fire in the wood stove, and red and lavender geraniums and impatiens, all the silent warmth of summer, collected and protected and safe. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late fall. In the meantime, listen for the rain.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.